Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey guys, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rechna, and this is Hall of Shame.
Okay, so first off, we're in quarantine right now. We're finding ways to stay entertained, and I know that I'm about 500 years behind, but I'm binging The Sopranos from the beginning.
Oh, I'm jealous that... That's where you are.
I get to relive this.
Yeah.
I had never seen a single episode. I'm watching it from the beginning and I am fully obsessed. Like, we're making big Italian pasta dinners for to eat now. We're just like so in it right now. So, and I love mobster stuff like Crime Families, Godfather, Goodfellas. I cannot get enough, but it's made me think about some stuff this week. Like, I am not the kind of person to commit crimes, which I realize is a ridiculous thing to say, but I literally just could not do it, putting myself in, you know, like Polly Walnut's shoes.
You don't
while
have
I'm
the stomach
show.
For it.
I don't. I would be riddled with guilt. I would be absolutely paranoid, would not be able to enjoy any fruits of my labor, if you know what I mean. But I'm fascinated with people who can do these things. And this is kind of like a tease for what we're going to talk about today. But I got to ask you something, Rechna.
Okay.
Let's just say, hypothetically, if you could get away with some like scandalous Soprano shit and you're like super rich after and you've got kids, like would you do it?
No, I like you have no stomach for it. Like none at all.
Are we like
good people? Are we truly good people?
Are we going to heaven? I was arrested.
I believe
for
I'm
going to
be reincarnated as a queen. So
you already are one.
Different beliefs.
I was arrested for shoplifting when I was like 17.
What?
And it wrecked me. Like ruined my year. I felt so awful. They like, you know, I stole some perfume from Hollister.
Did you have to go to jail?
They put handcuffs on me. It was like the mall cop. He put handcuffs on me.
Dramatic.
I'm like bawling my eyes out. My boyfriend, who I had maybe been with for like 2 months at that point, had to wait outside Hollister
for
like 2 hours.
Is that the like 6'10" one or whatever?
Really tall one. Yes. Wait outside holding like a Jamba Juice for 2 hours.
Oh my God.
Waiting for me. And since then, I have been absolutely crime free. I just can't do it.
Yeah. I would say... Actually, shoplifting is probably everybody's like gateway into whether or not they can. Like, I feel like everyone's probably shoplifted, and then they
it's
were
like a good indicator. Like, can I be a mobster or not? Mm-hmm. Have you shoplifted before?
How did I land? Huh. How did shoplifting land with me?
Wow, that's a really okay. Anyways, this is all to segue into our story for today. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm so ready.
So today I am going to tell you about Operation Slapshot, which was strong title right off the bat. This was an investigation that uncovered a massive illegal sports gambling ring that brought in millions of dollars and involved quite possibly the most random collection of people we have talked about yet. We've got a state trooper, an assistant coach in the NHL, a Philadelphia crime family, and the cherry on top, Wayne Gretzky's wife.
The great one's wife.
The great one's great one.
Amazing. Wayne Gretzky.
All the ingredients that you need for a great story, which is what you're about to get. So
that's so exciting. And Wayne Gretzky is like one of the all-time
greats.
Oh my
God. He's the greatest hockey player of all time. He's Canadian. He's one of our, he's our pride and joy. Okay.
Yeah.
So for context, before we get started, I think it's definitely worth mentioning that sports gambling is becoming legal now in the United States. A bunch of states have legalized it. A bunch more are on the way, which is pretty sweet. I host a show on Fox Sports, which is all about sports gambling, if you don't know, called Lock It In. But back then, oh my God, so illegal. Like, so bad, right? So on that note, I really wish we could just like roll the opening song from Sopranos right now, just to like set the mood, but we can't afford it. So just imagine it, all right?
Okay. Do you want me to hum it or maybe later?
We're going to get sued. We need to stop. Okay. So this all began in 2005 when the New Jersey State Police got an anonymous tip that a state trooper named James Harney was involved in an illegal gambling operation. At first, the state police were thinking it was going to be a bunch of other state troopers involved. Like, this is going to be such a mess. We're going to look terrible. We need to figure this out. And so they started an undercover investigation.
Got it.
After just 4 months, the police pieced together this gigantic gambling ring that had started back in 2001. And it was not state troopers. They discovered that bets were being placed all across the country.
Wow.
And like I said at the top of this episode, there were some major players involved. Can you imagine just being a New Jersey cop? Mm-hmm. Your phone rings like, "Ayo, police." Someone then literally just hands you the case of a lifetime. Like,
you have been watching The Sopranos.
"Hey, yo, police." Here's what they found in that 4 month long investigation. It all starts with a coworker of our state trooper, James. The coworker is undercover working with the police, so we don't know what his actual name was.
Gotcha.
It started with him reaching out to James to place a bet to infiltrate the ring.
Ooh.
Also, this is kind of fucked up, by the way. Like, you're having to go undercover on your friend that you literally work
That's
with every
tough.
Single day.
Also, or, like, do you get to keep the money if you win?
Ooh, great question. So it works. State Trooper James brought his coworker in and was like, "What bets you want to make?" Bingo, bango, everything was done. Once that guy gets into this whole underground operation, the investigators then uncover that State Trooper James wasn't acting alone. He actually had a partner. And this is where the fun name Operation Slapshot comes in.
Okay.
This partner's name is Rick Tockett. Rick and James met at a bar in Philly in the early 90s while Rick was actually playing hockey for the Flyers, Philadelphia Flyers in the NHL. Back then, James was just a bartender and Rick was just a patron. They bonded over their love of hockey and sports gambling. Kind of thing that you talk about in a dark, shady bar in Philadelphia.
Totally.
Cut to a decade later, James became a state trooper. Rick became the assistant coach of the NHL team, the Phoenix Coyotes. And Rechna, do you have any idea who the head coach was at that time?
I'm going to take a guess that it was Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, it was Wayne freaking Gretzky, the greatest Canadian hockey player of all time. So Legend. Here's what the investigators discovered.
Okay.
Hockey coach Rick, which is what he will be known as from here on out, would take all of these bets from like a wide array of different people. A lot of them came from professional hockey players, other coaches, etc. They would bet on college and pro football and basketball, but never on hockey. That was like a big note. Okay. No hockey. Not sure I believe it. Not sure I'm buying it, but that's what we're going to go with. No hockey.
Okay.
So anyway, Rick would send his bets over to State Trooper James in New Jersey, who acted as the bookie. For those who don't know, a bookie is somebody who basically like facilitates the gambling. They're the ones that set the odds. They accept and place the bets and they pay out winnings on behalf of other people.
It's basically like he's a casino. But
sure.
A
well, let me just go back over this last part. They pay out winnings on behalf of other people. So remember how at the top of the story I mentioned a Philadelphia crime family? Actually, the Philadelphia crime family, also known as the Bruno Scarfo family. They were absolutely massive. And every article I read about Operation Slapshot mentions them, but no one ever really found out how they were involved. So permission to speculate. I'm just going to go for this.
Oh,
okay,
girl, granted.
Let's just hope they're not listening. Each article I read said something along the lines of the investigation also led to the Bruno Scarfo family, but none of the articles ever explained further.
Because the reporter was always killed right after that.
It's apparent to me ESPN did not want no smoke, and neither do I, but I'm just gonna tiptoe into this idea, okay?
You're brave.
I did a little bit of digging, and the types of crimes the Philadelphia crime family were notorious for were racketeering, extortion, bookmaking, loan sharking, gambling, and sports betting. And like murder and stuff.
So this all checks out.
I have a feeling, okay, this is just speculation. No one ever got into this, but I have a feeling that that is how the Bruno Scarfo family ties in. Maybe they were like footing the bill.
Sure.
They were the ones that were running this gambling ring, but nothing confirmed. Okay, this is just like a guess. I'm pro mob if you guys are listening to this. Everything's fine. Okay.
She loves Bruno Scarfo.
I love The Sopranos. Totally down with you guys. Yeah. Everything's all cool. Yeah, everything's good. So back to the investigation. Everything ended up blowing up because of the Super Bowl in 2006. The 2006 Super Bowl, Steelers versus Seahawks, did wonders for this particular gambling ring. They collected over $1.7 million in bets in the span of 40 days. So they were betting on the Super Bowl. They were betting on college bowl games. But unfortunately for them, the cops were watching the entire time. And this is when they decided to crack down.
Smart.
The New Jersey State Police Department decided they had everything they needed to arrest State Trooper James.
All right.
They get a search warrant for his house and they go and arrest him. In James's house, they find $27,000 in cash, 32 Rolex watches worth $250,000. And I'm not done. 9 plasma TV sets. He had 2 of them in his bathroom alone. Like, is that necessary?
I'm judging James most harshly for how he spent his money. Like, who needs that many watches, let alone
Rolexes?
That's
the crime.
Who needs that many plasmas?
Exactly. Oh, so
TV technology is constantly improving. Don't fucking double down on plasmas. Save some for the next iteration of TVs.
Yeah, just save up. There's some good stuff coming down the line here. So, you know, they barge into his house, and if they didn't think that he was guilty at that point, all of this shit, they're like, oh yeah, he's definitely doing some shady shit. So
because the state trooper is not making...
hold on. We did some digging. We actually know exactly how much he was making at that point in time. He was making $89,000 a year.
You are an investigative journalist.
Thank you very much. $89,000 a year for a state trooper back in like 2006. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby, but isn't enough for 9 plasmas and 32 Rolexes.
Is not enough for even
very clear.
Maybe 3 plasmas and 1 Rolex.
Yeah, clear you're earning money elsewhere also, my friend.
Very clear. You are a shady motherfucker. They seize all of that crap, including a ton of sports betting info, bank accounts, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and names of people who were betting in this ring, which we'll get to in a second. So James is arrested during the raid on his house and later released on bail of $100,000, but he's suspended without pay from his job. Why is he not fired? Hold on. Let's dive into this.
Cops love to suspend without pay, but not fire. I guess it's like some sort of like innocent before proven guilty safeguard, or I don't know.
He has 32 Rolex watches.
I'm
pretty sure he's guilty.
He's really good at saving and investing.
Maybe I should take some tips from him. So hockey coach Rick, meanwhile, is just served a criminal complaint. Basically, it just said, you have to come to New Jersey to answer these charges ASAP or we are going to arrest you. James definitely got the shittier end of the deal. Like, they took everything he owned. He was arrested. They took his house, okay? Now, Reshna, I'm about to tell you who else the police uncovered as part of the ring, but first, we gotta take a quick break.
Hall of Shame is brought to you by Philo TV. Rachel, I've been watching RuPaul's Drag Race, which I just started. It's awesome. It is such a delight.
I'm so happy that you just started it because you literally have like 500 seasons ahead of you. And that's all you have to do right now.
I'm thrilled. Amazing. Well, let me tell you what. I have found a new great place to watch it. It's called Philo TV. Do you love TV but hate the size of your cable bill? Well, Philo's your solution. It offers more than 50 channels of TV, live and on demand, for just $20 a month.
Let me tell you, I've been watching a lot of HGTV because I want to live literally anywhere besides this two-bedroom apartment right now.
Well, let me tell you what, Philo has it.
Thank goodness.
Yes. It has a bunch of networks, MTV, VH1, HGTV, AMC, BBC America, all these places where you catch all the stuff you love. It's got all sorts of different genres and shows like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Have you watched 90 Day Fiancé? Because that's a wild ride.
Okay, I'll check that out.
I would honestly highly recommend.
I can't wait. I'll get into that as soon as I'm done with the 15 seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race I have had. So with Philo, you save hundreds a month on TV. It's the most affordable way to watch at any time when everyone could use some entertainment in their lives. Am I right?
Yes, I've just been staring at a wall.
Philo was created by a bunch of passionate TV fans, like us, that wanted to make a better way to watch. There are no contracts, it's cord-free, commitment-free, hassle-free, and provides unparalleled customer service. And here's something that's pretty cool about it. One of the better features is unlimited DVR. So you can save all your favorite shows, watch on your own schedule. It also allows for multiple profiles and multiple streams, so everyone in the house can have their own saved show. So I'm not like going through Peppa Pigs to get to RuPaul.
You don't like Peppa Pigs? What's wrong with you?
I have been scarred by Peppa Pig ever since I found out that in the Wikipedia entry for her, she's 7 feet tall.
Oh, that's
take
absolutely
that nightmare.
Terrifying.
Yeah, take that nightmare with you tonight, Rachel.
It's a kids' show. Why would they ever? That is absolutely terrible. Does she have fangs as well?
Well, the point is, everyone in the house can have their own saved shows and up to 3 simultaneous streams. Never fight over who gets to pick and what to watch. Philo is easy to use, super easy to sign up, and you can watch by phone, laptop, tablet, or TV with Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, or Android TV. Point is, Philo is TV for everyone. Sign up today at philo.tv/shame and you'll get 25% off your first 2 months. That's philo.tv/shame.
Hall of Shame is brought to you by Theragun. Rechna, the stress of daily life weighs on us all, especially
sure does.
Right now. We may not be doing much right now, but as stressful as heck, okay?
Speak for yourself. I just had to make like butterscotch blondies with 2 kids who had really different ideas of what it looked like to whisk something.
Okay, mom of the year. Whether you are an elite athlete, a mom, or just a regular person trying to get through the day like me, muscle pain and muscle tension is a real thing. And that is why we use Theragun, the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combination of depth, speed, and power. Rechna,
love that.
We got this in the mail a couple of days ago,
and
I am obsessed with this thing. I have been trying to work out while we are in quarantine just because it's the only thing that's like kind of keeping me sane. And with that, I'm using parts of my body that I don't usually use. So
same.
I am in a lot of pain right
now.
I wake up in the morning. And also I'm on my phone a ton. So like my neck, my back is just like all kinds of jacked up right now. Got the Theragun the other day. I have been using it. I love that you can use it on yourself. Like I don't need to hire my boyfriend to come and stand. I still make him do it, but I'm just saying you can do it on your own, which is nice.
Yes.
And it's really been helping me relieve some of this pain that I've been having.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I have a friend who had been telling me about Theragun and I just hadn't gotten around to getting one. And I've been using it the last 2 days and I texted him and was like, I got one finally.
For free.
It's like, oh, really? Oh, all of a sudden now you're into it? I've been telling about this for months.
Well,
anyway, thank you, Theragun.
Your friend is
it's
a genius.
Incredible.
He was right all along. Theragun is our jam. Feel better naturally, treat your pain, and get back to your life. Try Theragun risk-free for 30 days or your money back by going to theragun.com/shame. For a limited time, our listeners on this podcast get up to $150 off your device. That's theragun.com/shame. theragun.com/shame. That's sick. $150 off.
Nice.
Guys, you're welcome. Amazing. Join our club of being pain-free. Hey guys, if you like our show, there's another new podcast we think you should totally check out. It's called Coronavirus and Sports from Sports Illustrated. It is all about what's happening to the sports world during the COVID-19 crisis. Yes, games are canceled. I was honestly just watching a documentary on basketball and there was tears in my eyes. I miss sports so much. Leagues are suspended. Totally. There's so much more to the story, like how the NBA and the Olympics may be on a collision course, how MLB is avoiding paying players, and how the voices of FIFA 2020 are keeping busy by commentating on what's happening in their living rooms. I've seen a couple of these videos and they are fantastic.
Yeah, there's still a lot going on that's worth keeping up on so we can get our fixes of sports.
Yes. Join Sports Illustrated writer Luis Miguel Echegaray along with athletes, experts, and insiders to try and answer the question, what happens to sports when there are no sports?
Hall of Shame is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you stuck at home, mm-hmm. feeling isolated, mm-hmm. worried about the state of things?
Yes, yeah. to all of those things, infinity and beyond.
So BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can help. You can talk to a licensed online therapist and find relief. BetterHelp therapists specialize in issues such as depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, insomnia, family conflicts, and more. So basically like anything you're dealing with.
And we're all dealing with so much right now. I'll say I started talk therapy when I was really young and have kind of like dabbled in and out, and I've been steady doing it for like the past year, and it helps so much. Maybe sometimes you know, maybe you have a partner, maybe you don't want to burden them, maybe you don't want to talk to these about these specific things to your partner, to your parents, to your friends, but it's so good to just get these things off of your chest, especially right now, because we're all just sitting inside and we don't have things distracting us and we're kind of just like dealing with all of our issues.
We're holding so much and you need a place to put all that.
Yeah. So talking to somebody is just honestly such a gift, such a great thing. Yeah.
Always, but especially now. Mm-hmm. So with BetterHelp, you'll connect with your counselor in a safe and private online environment. Anything you share is confidential, which is great. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love in less than 24 hours. You can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions with your therapist, plus exchange unlimited messages, which is great.
That's amazing. It's actually great. I need that.
I'm going to talk to my therapist about
like,
that.
I feel like there's so many things that we're going to take from quarantine that's going to like cross over into regular everyday life.
Yeah.
And I feel like things like this is totally going to go, like it's so much easier to just like be in the comfort of your home or in your car or at work and be able to talk to somebody without having to go somewhere.
Yeah, it makes it more feasible in your life in and outside of quarantine. And I think it's like how when you have the option to like physically exercise at home, you might be more likely to do it. And I feel like this is an option to do that because I think it's just like brain exercising in a way.
Yeah.
Is how I think of therapy. If for any reason you're unhappy with your counselor, which sometimes happens, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. Point is, you can get professional help when you want it, wherever you are. BetterHelp is a truly affordable option, and our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code SHAME. So why not get started today? Go to BetterHelp.com/shame. That's BetterHelp.com/shame. Talk to a therapist online and get help.
With no shame.
With no shame.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Okay, we're back. Back to those names they uncovered. It turns out hockey coach Rick was taking bets from a ton of NHL players and also taking some action from his head coach's wife.
Mm.
Wrapped up in all of this was Wayne Gretzky's lovely lady, actress Janet Jones. And my favorite thing about this, before her name came out, the New Jersey authorities kind of like teased it and said that a movie celebrity had made bets with the ring, and then it was revealed to be Janet. So I did like a quick little IMDb search.
I really want to know movie celebrity, what movies?
Janet is famous for roles like Dancer in the 1982 production of Annie, or pitcher in A League of Their Own. She was also in Police Academy 5.
Why wouldn't they tease her as a very famous sports figure's wife, and that would also be intriguing?
Sure. Sure. You know what? They wanted to give her
truly
her
the most famous hockey
spotlight.
Player of all time's wife. Like,
maybe these guys are feminists, and they just wanted to be like, hey, like, let's let Janet
we're not
going to
call
moment.
Her Wayne Gretzky's wife. We're going to call her Janet.
Miss Janet was putting some money down. It's said that she put down over $500,000 in bets with hockey coach Rick.
Wow.
At one point, she spent $100,000 on that fateful 2006 Super Bowl I was just talking about, including a $5,000 bet on the coin toss.
Classic.
Which a lot of people love.
I love betting on the coin toss myself, I'll be honest.
Yeah, this is her shit, right?
Oh my. So, and is this hence why they had to be like, except we never did it on hockey? Because our girl could be, you know, get in there with her coach husband and be like, maybe throw this game.
I still think it's bullshit. Because if they said that they had bet on hockey, then they would probably have to like go and check the games.
Much,
and it's like, oh my God, it would be that much bigger of a mess.
Correct.
I still don't believe that they didn't, but okay. They probably really tried to protect that. Or maybe the NHL did. I don't know. So hockey coach Rick was flying out to New Jersey to face his charges. And while everyone's waiting on a statement from Janet Jones Gretzky, which, by the way, is terrible. It needs to either be Janet Gretzky Jones or Janet Gretzky, not Janet Jones Gretzky. It does not flow. And if you're going to be a famous movie actress, you have to have a name that flows.
Yeah.
While all this shit was going down, Wayne Gretzky was preparing to go and coach Canada's hockey team at the 2006 Winter Olympics, which was just a few days away from when all of this stuff was just erupting. So all eyes and reporters are looking at him now. He's supposed to be speaking to media to talk about his team at the Olympics. They're asking him why famous movie actress Janet Jones is spending all of his money, you know?
And they're probably asking, did you know?
Did you know back in the United States?
Yeah.
So Wayne, he is very famous and just beloved. He can do no wrong, but this looks a little dicey. Not only is assistant coach Rick his right-hand man, but his wife is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm sorry, this is going to sound shitty, but the last time she worked was 9 years before this.
Sure.
And it was probably Beverly Hills Cop 5 or whatever I said. So that's shitty. It's a low blow, but it just doesn't add up, you know?
Yeah, totally.
There was apparently some article in the Newark Star-Ledger ever heard of it that was like, we have secret phone calls that prove Wayne knew all along, but nothing ever came of that. Maybe it was the same tipster. So Wayne Gretzky continually denies knowing anything. He said he absolutely did not have her placing bets for him. I could imagine this maybe put a little strain on their marriage.
Are they still married?
They are.
It feels like if he didn't know, I don't know.
Then maybe they should get a divorce because it doesn't sound like they talk at all.
That's the shittiest shit on earth.
But like,
there's no way he
didn't
know.
I get that they're super rich and loaded, but $500,000, you're going to notice, I would assume.
There's no way our dude Wayne didn't know.
Yeah, maybe she does some other stuff besides acting that I just don't know about, that she's getting her own shit ton of money. But
so anyways, she made $7 million playing pitcher in A League of Their Own.
He keeps getting asked for his statement, and he basically just says his wife is his best friend. He loves her. He also sticks up for hockey coach Rick, which he says is a great guy, and the whole thing is sad. And like, that was that. Wayne was off the hook. Yeah. They just like let him go.
I think he like sensed like, I'm beloved. If I say the right thing, they're not going to want to dig into this anyway, because then it's like bringing down like the icon of icons, right?
Oh my God. If they found out that they were betting on hockey and a hockey assistant coach and head coach was involved, like, also this was coming off of the year, I believe 2005 was the year that NHL was on a strike. So if they came back in 2006 and then this hit the fan, like, I can totally see the NHL just like completely trying to cover this all up, which is probably wise by them. So State Trooper James is ultimately charged with conspiracy, promoting gambling, and official misconduct. And he pleads guilty to everything. He's sentenced to 5 years in prison, and he cooperated big time, obviously. So they shaved down his sentence. But he also had to forfeit $700,000 in cash and give up his house, his entire home.
Wow.
So Hockey coach Rick pled guilty to similar charges, but since he was a first-time offender, like I was when I stole that perfume from Hollister, mm-hmm. he was only ordered to serve 2 years of probation. No forfeiting of anything. So
hockey coach Rick got to keep his Rolexes.
All 40,000 of them. So he's probably has a better lawyer.
Yeah, I'm sure like Wayne Gretzky, a.k.a. the great one, just
throwing
out
can help
knowledge.
Rick find a great one lawyer. Correct. So sidebar, speaking of Rick's lawyer, he was always so mad that the investigation was called Operation Slapshot. He said in court that it was aimed at Rick to make it sound like he took bets on hockey and to make him sound dirtier than he was. But to be honest, Operation Slapshot is a sick name for an investigation.
Yeah.
And
shut up, lawyer of
yeah,
of
shut up,
coach
boring
Rick.
People. This is cool.
Yeah.
And our girl, famous movie star, Oscar winner Janet Kretzky Jones got away scot free, as
You've
well as the
her.
12 I've given her a new life, as well as the 12 unnamed NHL players and coaches who were said to have placed bets in the ring.
Nothing happened to our girl.
Nada. Zippo. Unlike the National Football League, the NHL does not ban players from betting on team sports as long as it's not hockey or associating with gamblers.
Oh.
Which is weird because it was illegal back then. I don't get that. Also, like no one.
That's weird. Yeah. How are they exempt? Okay.
And it's worth mentioning that no one talks about the Philadelphia crime family. Like in this.
It goes away.
Court. It just goes away. Like Tony Soprano makes everything.
That's it.
Just go away. In February 2008, 2 years after this entire thing, hockey coach Rick was reinstated into the NHL. Plot twist. Welcomed back with open arms by the great one, Wayne Gretzky. He didn't go right back to the Coyotes again, though. He bounced around a few different teams assistant coaching for a while. But before this scandal, everyone always knew he was being groomed by Wayne to eventually take over his head coach spot on the Coyotes, the team they had coached together when this was all going down. So flash forward to 2017, he signs with the Coyotes to become head hockey coach Rick. And he still has that job today. Isn't that crazy?
And meanwhile, State Trooper James.
Oh, he's still in probation.
Without a Rolex, without a plasma. What's he up to? You know,
he's not fired. He might not be fired still.
That's true. I don't have that much empathy for State Trooper James, but I am always
maybe
stunned
went back to
at the disparity.
Yeah. So fun fact, in 2000, when hockey coach Rick was hockey player Rick and played for the Philadelphia Flyers, that year in the media guide that they hand out, guess which movie Rick listed as his favorite?
A League of Their Own?
Annie? The Godfather. Boom!
Oh.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh my God. It's so funny because it's all about the mob for you right now.
I'm obsessed with the mob. Like, honestly, the Philadelphia crime family was like a small tidbit in that story, and I blew it up to be everything.
Yeah.
It was such a great story. I have so many questions. Do you even believe Wayne Gretzky? Do you believe that he was involved at all?
Not even a little bit. Like, not even. Like, I hear and get, like, this man literally is dubbed the great one. He's considered the greatest hockey player of all time. He's in the Mount Rushmore of Canadians, right?
Oh, he's like, absolutely. He's number one, probably.
Yeah. So it's like that thing. It's like a, you know, it's a version of how like people ultimately really couldn't get into like Jordan's gambling because they're like, we just need to idolize Jordan.
Yeah.
Times 20.
Right. If he was my hockey coach and this was all going down, not only do I already idolize Wayne Gretzky, but
right.
I would think that this is kind of gangster and cool because you look at Wayne Gretzky, kind of looks like dorky. He looks like a little bit of a dork. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, whoa, wait, you're participating in a gambling ring behind all our backs? Okay, kind of
totally.
Into it.
I don't, like, that thing that husbands love to, like, I feel like it's what happened in that, this is college admissions scandal, where William H. Macy was like, I had no idea that Felicity Huffman was in it. It's like,
bullshit.
Bitch, of course you knew.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I think it would be so much cooler I agree, so much cooler of him to be like, yeah, I knew and we weren't betting on hockey, so it didn't really occur to me.
Maybe, hold on. Is Janet Gretzky Jones, Oscar, Emmy, Tony winner, actress, is she actually the hero of this story? because maybe she actually, she's the one that's like standing in for him, because if it was him that got in trouble, right, it would totally diminish his, like,
his legacy.
You know,
yeah,
legacy. He would get in so much more
Agreed.
Trouble because
I'm
he's an
sure
actual
that
hockey coach.
She was like, I'll take the heat. I'm sure that she was
She's the hero of our story.
Janet, my girl.
Wow. Also, my
good on
you.
Way to, and that's why they stayed married, because she's the one, she took the fall.
She took the heat. Wow.
It's like the
good
way
you,
that
Janet.
People do things in other, you know, like, of course, famous people always do things in other people's names.
Yeah. Also, do you think that, I mean, it's interesting to me because sports gambling in, like, my world is such a normalcy now, and, like, it's becoming more legal in the United States, and it's just becoming more of a norm. So for this to be so scandalous, and for them to have
right.
so much money taken, and for them to spend, for State Trooper James to spend 5 years in prison, like, it's just
wild.
Kind of wild to me.
Do you know what it makes me think of? It makes me think of how just now marijuana dispensaries were considered essential businesses, and there are people literally sitting in jail for smoking pot.
1,000%. I didn't even think of that.
It's fucking crazy.
Wow. I don't know why it was such a big deal back then. Like, maybe it's because they didn't have, like, strict enough laws so that people like hockey coach Rick were involved.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, like, they obviously cannot bet on their sport that they partake in, but, like, why is it that big of a deal that they're,
yeah,
I just don't get why it was so illegal and so frowned upon.
It's crazy, but what a crazy story.
Isn't it nuts?
I love these stories because I feel like, I mean, listen, I don't know what those, that Scarfo family did. Is that their name? But outside of that, I feel like no one really got hurt. But it's like fun
That's another
and
thing.
Scandalous. It's like
people won some money, people lost some money.
Sure. It's
some people bought some Rolex watches.
I actually feel like the hidden piece of this that's like this most scandalous to me is what State Trooper James spent his money on and the volume. Like, I'm like, 32 Rolex watches, like, let's say they were each $5,000. Like, spread that shit out. Buy two and then, like, use the rest of that $150,000 yeah. grand or whatever to, like, do other things. Go on a trip, man.
Yeah, buy 9 more TVs. Get yeah. 2 TVs in his bathroom. What's the point of that?
It's...
Was it like Vegas style? One's in like the mirror, one's in the bathtub? Because like that's pretty sick. Like, I'd be down with that.
You're back on board.
I'm back on board.
I can't. Great, I just great. Can't. I can't with the way that then like people get money and then I don't know. That's
just
like the most
it.
Scandalous thing to me. About it.
Well, he also gave up $700,000 in like cold hard cash in his house. So like Oof. he made a ton off of this.
Yeah.
What if you were committing a crime that you didn't believe should be a crime? Like these
like
people
this.
Love sports betting.
Yeah.
So maybe they didn't feel so bad because they're like, oh, we're just like spending money among friends. It's a ton of money.
Yeah.
But you know,
I mean,
like maybe it wouldn't feel so bad. We've all participated.
We did that.
Like,
I mean, we all smoked pot. We've done some drugs that aren't legal.
Excuse me, speak for yourself, Stony Baloney. I'm kidding, I do. So that was Operation Slapshot, and it was a doozy. Maybe one of my favorite episodes so far.
Yeah, I love it. I love that it intersected with your life.
Totally.
Being obsessed
like
with
the
mob.
I started reading that, and I was like, I'm going to absolutely do this one because all I think about is mobsters right now. And
yeah.
Can I admit something to you? I'm kind of attracted to Tony Soprano.
Sure.
Is that
it.
A normal thing? Because my boyfriend thought it was despicable. Like, he's like struggling watching it because he finds Tony to be so revolting.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, he... No.
He's got so much swag.
Yeah, charisma. Come on.
Ugh, gotta love it. Okay, I don't feel so bad now.
Yeah.
Hit us up if you're also attracted to Tony Soprano so we can...
Yeah.
Just be in this together. And we will be back next week with another doozy, I'm sure.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. See you guys then.
Bye.
Hall of Shame is a product of Crooked Media. This show is produced by Caroline Rustin and Allison Falzetta.
Our executive producers are Sarah Geismer and Stephen Hoffman. Engineering and sound design by Charlotte Landis.
Thank you to our video and digital team, Matt DeGroot and Elijah Cohn, and to Sydney Rapp and Brian Semmel for production support every week.
Life is a highway. and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.